translation. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Purport. The statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotees in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotee, so much so that he manifests his particular form as the devotee demands. This demand of the devotee is satisfied by the Lord because he is pliable in terms of the transcendental loving service of the devotee. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yeyatamam prapadyante tangsta taiva bhajamyaham. We should note, however, that the Lord is never the order supplier of the devotee. Here, in this verse, it is particularly mentioned, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita. This indicates the efficiency achieved through execution please excuse me, this is an inhuman sound. This indicates the efficiency achieved through execution of matured devotional service or prema, love of Godhead. This state of prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with bona fide devotees, and by such association, one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes proper initiation and the execution of the primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures. This is clearly indicated here by the word Shrutekshita. The Shrutekshita path is to hear from bona fide devotees who are conversant with Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiment. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of all material rubbish, and thus he becomes attached to one of the many transcendental forms of the Lord as described in the Vedas. This attachment of the devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to natural inclination. It's a very natural, it seems it's already there, this inclination that a devotee is by nature inclined towards a particular form of God. Each and every living entity is originally attached to a particular type of transcendental service because he is eternally the servitor of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya says that the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, every living entity has a particular type of service relationship with the Lord eternally. This particular attachment is invoked by practice of regulated devotional service to the Lord, and thus the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of the Lord, exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This attachment for a particular form of the Lord is called Swarup Siddhi. The Lord sits on the lotus heart of the devotee in the eternal form the pure devotee desires. And thus the Lord does not part from the devotee, as confirmed in the previous verse. The Lord, however, does not disclose himself to casual or inauthentic worshipper to be exploited. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Naham prakasham sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. Rather, by yogamaya, the Lord remains concealed to the devotees or casual devotees who are serving their sense gratification. The Lord is never visible to the pseudo-devotees who worship the demigods in charge of universal affairs. The conclusion is that the Lord cannot become the order supplier of a pseudo-devotee, but he is always prepared to respond to the desires of a pure, unconditional devotee who is free from all tinges of material infection. So this verse is about a very important subject in Krishna consciousness. It describes the revelation of the Lord to the devotee. Who of you would like to have a revelation of the Lord? It goes without saying. This is really one of our secret goals, or no, not even secret, it's one of our goals. In this verse, it is described how this revelation of the Lord can take place. One moment, I have to just put this here. It is said it happens through Shrutekshita Pato. Shrutekshita is a very interesting Sanskrit word. Shruta means ears, and Akshita means to see. So the word Shrutekshita means to see through the ears. Now you might say, how do I see through the ears, please? This is not possible. I see through my eyes. But listen very carefully. The Lord's transcendental form can never be seen with material eyes. But what can be done is we can make contact with the Lord through the ears, through hearing the transcendental sound vibration. It says that when all the senses sleep, the ear is still awake. You may sleep, we will see this soon with Sharadwan Prabhu. 5 minutes or so, he will rest. So you can hold Srimad Bhagavatam before his eyes. He will not notice it. You can touch his body. He will not notice it. But if you say, "Hey Sharadwan, this is a Bhagavatam class, don't rest," then he will be awakened by the sound of this verse, by this sound of this. So also when we sleep, we may everything is put out, but the sense of hearing is still quite there. So therefore, it is said that also in transcendental matters, the ear can help us the most. We can't see Krishna because we are sleeping. We are covered by illusion. We are sleeping in Maya. We can't feel the touch of Krishna, but we can hear his transcendental name and the messages from the Bhagavatam, and as a result of this hearing, we can be awakened spiritually. It is possible. This is how revelation comes about. Now another point is made in this verse. That is that Krishna reveals himself in exactly the form in which his devotee worships him. There are devotees of Narasingha Dev or of Rama. They will be seeing the Lord as Narasingha Dev or Rama. Krishna really is revealing himself according to our attention, our desire, our intense orientation in our life. It is so important for a devotee to fix himself on a particular form of the Lord, and then the Lord will come in that form into his awareness. Isn't that a wonderful subject matter? I think this is very, very nice. A little while ago, it was just 10 years ago, there was one boy from Cuttack. Cuttack is a town in Orissa. Maybe our devotee comes from there. Please help me. What was his name? Sudansu. Is he coming from there, Shaman Puja? Not Cuttack.
Not Cuttack.
But there was a devotee, a young devotee, he was only 10 years old, of Lord Jagannath. And he wanted to see Lord Jagannath on his Ratha Yatra day, on the chariot, before the Puri temple. You can see there in the background a painting of the Puri temple. But he wanted to make a little austerity for the Lord. So he did not go by bus to Jagannath Puri. He went by Dandavat pranams to Puri. This means he threw himself on the ground, the whole length of his body. Then he rose up and went to where his fingertips were, and again threw himself on the ground, and again went up to where his fingertips were, and in this way he wanted to go to Puri. That's austerity. His mother, you know, he was only 10 years old, said, "Why do you want to go in this way? This takes a long time, and who knows, maybe it will take so much time that you will not come in time for Lord Jagannath." But the boy said, "I want to do this to please Lord Jagannath." So what could the mother do? She loved her child. He was so determined. It was his religious conviction. So she went along, and she cooked for him. In other words, after a day of dandavats, the mother would give him khichdi and some simple food she had cooked, and they would stay with some pious people on the road who knew about this boy's determination. But the boy got weak towards the end. He was only 10 years old, so he could not make it in time. He came 8 hours too late. His mother told him, "My dear boy, I told you this is not the proper way to go to Puri. Cuttack to Puri is about 80 kilometers, I think, or you know, Orissa, you are not so familiar with Orissa and distant. Maharashtra more, or what is your?
Madhya Pradesh,
acha. But do you know one thing? Lord Jagannath was still there before the Mandir of Puri, waiting for the boy. And all the people, they had tried to move Lord Jagannath's chariot, with all their strength, they had even brought more people and had put ropes to the ropes so that they could pull the cart. The cart would not budge an inch because Lord Jagannath waited for his devotee to come. And finally, when he came, all the people of Puri, you know, parted left and right. They gave way to the boy, and he came like in Tour de France, you know, the winner. Everyone goes, gives way to him, and yoo-hoo, you can make, yoo-hoo, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. They were screaming because they had seen enough miracle that the Lord waits for his devotee. The Lord reveals himself according to the devotion of his devotee. What do you think, Sharadvan? Wonderful, isn't it? They could not fool. Lord Jagannath didn't want to. Let us say it positively. Lord Jagannath wanted to be there when his devotee would come. And this, I think, is a very nice leela which is very blissful to hear in relationship to Lord Jagannath. So there is one form of the Lord. We'll now go to this subject matter, that the Lord reveals himself to his devotee who is always with us. Who knows this form of the Lord? Dinan Daya Gauranga Prabhu Param Atma. It's always in everyone's heart. He's residing with us. There's a very nice description in the fourth canto about a person who didn't see Paramatma in the beginning. All too often I feel we as devotees forget that Krishna is with us in the heart. So I will tell you this story in very brief words. It's about the living entity who is called Puranjana. Pura means like Puri, town, and Anjana means living entity. The living entity looks for a suitable body to fulfill his many desires. So this living entity called Puranjana did not yet have the town of the body, and he walked to find a suitable town. So on the way he saw a beautifully dressed woman. Her body had a cyan color, a blackish color, and she had a beautiful yellow sari. She was dressed in this. This was the material intelligence. At that time, as he met the material intelligence, he heard a voice, "Be careful, be careful, be careful." There was the super soul. But he asked, "Who are you?" "I'm your best unknown friend," said Paramatma. He said, I don't care. He really went to this woman who is material and intelligence, which wants to enjoy the material world in the best way possible. She is described to be siam colored because the cloud, she's like a cloud. The cloud is also blackishly colored when it is rain, every season, and covers the sun. So the same way our material intelligence is compared, Daya Gauranga, with a cloud, because this intelligence is covering us, and we cannot see the Lord properly. She has material intelligence is dressed in a yellow zari because the color yellow is indicating the fruitive mentality. Today, Shravan Prabhu has dressed in a yellow shirt because he will go to work and will earn money. This is a good color for working. The fruitive mentality, we must earn some Lakshmi. So the material and intelligence covers us from Krishna, and it is covering with a fruitive or material desire color. Shravan is a devotee, he will use the Lakshmi in Krishna service, but I think you understand what I wish to say. The material, this woman had two beautiful breasts, and the woman's body, the breasts are the most prominent parts, and they represent Sankalpa and Vikalpa. That means attraction and repulsion. Ablehnung. Sankalpa and Vikalpa, or Raga and Dvesha. And I really must tell you, I saw this function of the material intelligence once when I was in Loi Bazaar. I was at Rasa Bihari's bookshop, and just opposite was Ganga Prashad's Zari shop. And there was a Grihastha with his wife, and the wife wanted to buy a new sari. And you could see how her intelligence was working in the accepting and rejection. There was a pile of huge saris whom she had rejected. They were not suitable to be worn. And she would go, and the master was bored, was looking in all directions, but she was so much into the sari department. And he said, take this, give me this. Okay. Came on one other pile. And there was an accepting and rejection going on. This is the function of the material intelligence. It does this every day. This is good for me, this is not good for me. And as long as our soul is covered by this, we will not be able to find the super soul. The Lord is within the heart. So Purajana committed himself to a relationship with this particular woman. This means the living entity marries material intelligence, and then they both went into a town which was the body and lived for many long years within the town of the body. Finally, the daughter of time came. Daughter of time means death. And she said, she wanted to embrace Puranjana and pull him out of the body. So just before that, Puranjana heard the same voice. Hello, Puranjana, your end is near. Would you not like to turn to me for instructions? Who are you? Oh, said the personality, and a beautifully dressed the Paramatma came to Puranjana. I'm Avigyata. Avigyata means your unknown friend. I'm with you since many lives. I'm waiting for you. Paranjana looked at the Lord and said, no, I don't want an unknown friend. I don't want you. In this moment, the daughter of time entered the room, embraced Paranjana, and he was pulled out of his body. It says, those who do not embrace the Lord, who do not have contact with the super soul, they will have contact with another form of God in this world. Do you know this most powerful form of the Lord in this world who comes to the non-devotees?
Die
Zeit, the time factor. Are we not always pushed by time? We look at the wristwatch, oh, it's already 13 minutes to 9. Oh, so late. My time is racing by. So this is a form of the Lord which comes to devotees. Devotees always have time. Who comes to non-devotees? Only when you become a non-devotee, my dear devotees, you will suffer from the time factor. If you remember Krishna, wherever you are, time has no control over you. I think we as devotees know this. Do you know what is stress as a devotee? I think we sometimes know when we are not Krishna consciousness. We are very easily stressed by certain things. Oh no, this. But when you are in Krishna consciousness, this time stress is not existing for you. You may be very busy, but you are not in stress. Stress happens only if you forget Krishna. Because the moment you forget Krishna, then his time, his Kala Shakti is with you. You either are with Krishna as the super soul, or you are with time, who stresses you. But you are always with the Lord, in one form or another form. Yes. This super soul will visit Paranjana a little later. When Paranjana died, he took on a very good birth. He became a princess in the court of one very religious king and was married to a very religious prince, Malayajvaja. When the prince became old, he became the next king, but when he became old, he went into the forest, and Puranjani served him until he was one day dead. And she lamented very much. As she was lamenting, she saw a Brahmana coming. A Brahmana approached her. She said, "Who are you?" "I thought I'm alone in the forest." The Brahmana said, "I'm your unknown friend. Like two swans, we have been on the lake of the heart. For a long time you didn't see me, but now I'm here to help you." And now this Puranjani was ready to hear the good counsel of the Lord who came to her as a Brahmana and was willing to take up the process of devotion service to ultimately return back home, back to Godhead. So I would like to read to you now about the super soul, the Lord in the heart. You should not be like Puranjana, who at first doesn't want the Lord in the heart. And it's very important, Daya Gaurangaji, that you see the Lord in the heart, and not see you, you acknowledge the Lord in the heart, because otherwise we feel so empty in the heart. We don't feel any Krishna at the heart. There's a very nice verse how you can meditate about him, and a wonderful explanation from Srila Prabhupada, and also a wonderful explanation from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I want to read to you the Vishwanath explanation. Kavim Puranam Manushashitaram Ano Aniyang Samanus Madet Ya Savasyadataram Achintya Rupam Adityavanam Tamasa Parastar. 8th chapter, text 9. This is how we should meditate about Krishna. Do you sometimes meditate? I think when we chant, we are entering a meditative state. So this is how you can meditate about Krishna in the heart. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as one who knows everything. What could be the second point? As he who is the oldest, one should meditate upon him as he who is the controller. One should meditate about him as he who is smaller than the smallest. He can go everywhere. One should meditate about him as he who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, you can't imagine him, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental, beyond this material nature. So there is a purport. The Lord is omniscient. Kavi, this you won't find in the book, Sebastian. The Lord is omniscient. Kavi. But though one may be omniscient, like Sanaka and others, one is not eternal. Therefore, the Lord is described here as Purana, without beginning. But though he is both omniscient and without beginning, this does not indicate that he becomes the instructor of bhakti as Paramatma. Therefore, he is called Anushashitaram, the teacher, by mercy, giving instruction about devotion to himself when he appears as Krishna or Rama. Okay, though he is merciful, he is still a difficult object to know factually. Yes, compared to the smallest, he is even smaller. Then, is he like the jiva, the size of an atom? No, he is also the greatest size, spreading everywhere, since everything is contained within him. Sarvasya dataram. Thus he is said to be inconceivable in form, achintya rupa, because he is so small and he is so big. Though he appears of medium size as a human being, his manifestation is independent of all others. Thus he has a form, vana, which is like that of the sun, aditya, revealing both himself and others. Thus, though he is the possessor of maya shakti, prakriti, his form is transcendental to prakriti, or maya, tamasa parastat. Is something about Lord Krishna. What does this story tell us? The story of Puranjana tells us that The material intelligence often covers the living entity, just like this Puranjana who saw this beautiful woman who pulled him or connected him more with the material side. The material intelligence covers always the living entity. It's important for us to enlighten our material intelligence, otherwise the intelligence will determine us. Otherwise, if we don't control our intelligence, our material intelligence will control us. Dayaguraga, we have only a few in the audience, so I want to make sure that everyone gets something. I will repeat this again for you. If the story of Puranjana, who meets this material intelligence, really tells us that we must be careful, for material intelligence can totally pull us in the material direction and tell us to not care about Krishna. Yeah? If we don't enlighten our material intelligence, therefore, we stand no chance. There are so many intelligent people who are really covered by this material intelligence. So many. I would like to tell you a little story which has a slightly psychological twist to it, which can tell you how much the material intelligence can cover us and divert us and give problems to us. It's about a man who drives a very costly Mercedes. Let us say Mercedes 2005. And he comes through a forest and gets a puncture in his tire. Do you know what is a puncture? Puncture heißt ein Loch im Reifen. Ein Loch im Reifen. So he gets a flat tire. Thinks no problem. I will look in my Kofferraum. You know that there is another tire. How do we say Kofferraum in English? What? Boot? Boot. I look into my boot and there I have another tire. He finds the tire, but he has no jack. Jack heißt Wagenheber in Deutsch. Okay, from where do I get a jack? He sees a house. Now this man in the house by now has seen the Mercedes with a flat tire. He saw how this man got out a good tire, a new tire, but then he sees that the man is disoriented and comes towards his house, and he thinks most probably he has no jack, no Wagenheber, but I have a jack. I will give him this jack so that he can lift his car up. So a man comes. Now, in the meantime, the Mercedes driver thinks, oh, if I will ask this man in the wilderness for a jack, he will most probably demand 50 euros to borrow me his jack. As he continues, his mind and intelligence begin to talk to him more. Most probably he will want to have 100 euros. He sees my emergency situation. Then he goes. And when he arrives at the house, he thinks, this rascal will exploit my emergency situation and will want to have 1,000 euros. So by the time the man opens his door, he has a jack in his hand. He's ready to give him the jack, of course, for free. I mean, this man has an emergency situation. And how surprised he is when the Mercedes driver, he angrily shouts in his face, "This is too much! This is way too much! Keep your foolish jack for yourself." And he turns his face, and in protest, he goes to his car. This is often how our material intelligence and our mind works with us. It imagines things, it dreams of things, it makes its analysis, and it pushes us into a very hellish condition of life, Dayaduranga. This is a very important thing. That's why in the Bhagavatam it says the material intelligence dominates or covers the living entity, and often does things which are against his very, very interest. We talk today about the revelation of the Lord. We have discussed that as long as the material intelligence covers the living entities, he will see the Lord as avijñāta, his unknown friend, and he will not make a connection with Lord Krishna in the heart. Now, let us assume there is a devotee of Krishna who dies, and at the point of his death, he doesn't remember Krishna. This could happen. Yeah, let us assume, lasst uns einmal annehmen, there is a devotee of Krishna who dies, but at the point of death he doesn't remember Krishna. His mind covers him. What will be his destiny? Once this question was asked to Ramanuja. Ramanujacharya said his disciple, what will happen to someone who is a devotee but who, due to circumstances, maybe the death is a violent death or an unexpected death, he's totally surprised when death comes, who forgets the Lord? What will happen to such a devotee? We all know at the time of death, what you remember, that's where you go. We have heard this, we are aware of this. So what will happen to someone who forgets Krishna but who is a devotee? Isn't that an interesting question? What will happen to Dayal Gauranga if he is in a car accident and all of a sudden another car comes and bang, and that's the end of Dayal Gauranga? This is a good question. He is such a nice devotee. We all like Daya Gauranga. He is even able to play Madanga. What to speak of eating prasadam? He can do everything. But what will happen to such a nice devotee? Ramanuja couldn't give the answer to this perplexing question. He went to the Lord and asked him, "My Lord, what happens to your good devotee who remembers you and who serves you throughout his life, and then at the most important time, at the time of death, he forgets you? What happens to him? I'm very interested to know this. I was asked this question, but I cannot give a good answer. You please answer this question." Then the deity began to speak. After a pause, he said, "If my devotee doesn't remember me at the time of death, I will remember him." Hari Bol. What do you think about this, Daya Gauranga? This gives some hope, isn't it? This gives us hope. There is a verse in the Varaha Purana which the Lord answered. Whoever has done any kind of bhakti, no matter in what condition he dies, either, even if he does not remember me, I will remember him. The Lord says any type of bhakti. It does not mean that you have to have performed the most purest form of bhakti. It's good if you aim for that, but if you for some reason were still a little conditioned, the Lord remembers you. Of course, when you're pure, he will bring you back home, back to Godhead. And when you're not so pure, he might bring you in a devotee family, but the Lord remembers you and makes an arrangement for you. I was so happy when I heard this. Some solace in difficult moments. This is our Lord. Wonderful. So I will come now to an end. I will see if any one of you has questions to these subject matters. Please remember the subject was Krishna's remembrance of his devotees at the time of how Krishna reveals himself to the devotees, and we have spoken about this. This is the book of Vinay Agarwal. See. Do you have any questions, my dear best amongst the Vaishnavas? There's a prayer to Lord Krishna which I believe answers the question. I would like to repeat Guido's question for those who hear tapes and so on. He said the material intelligence covers the soul and makes the decisions. It either accepts or rejects things. How can the material intelligence decide that we take to a spiritual path if it's immaterial? See, by the mercy of Krishna, some spiritual intelligence can awaken in the soul. Its effect, the material intelligence, will usually not be able to make such a spiritual decision. But by the mercy of Krishna, some spiritual intelligence awakens. Here. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. The devotee prays like this. But because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial. You know? Since time immemorial, the material intelligence has been gone against Krishna. And thus I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha Madan Mohan. So in this prayer it says that by the mercy of spiritual master, or also by the mercy of devotees, our spiritual intelligence awakens. There's another verse It starts with the word kamalinam. This verse says, for so long I have followed the orders of my material desires. For so long. But now, the verse continues, now by some my buddhi has been awakened, and I don't want to remain a servant of my senses any longer. My transcendental buddhi tells me I should serve Krishna. So material intelligence will always help you to find out what is best for material life. It does not really help you so much in a spiritual life. That only intelligence which is spiritualized and which now can think about the spiritual subject matter can help you. Krishna. You might now ask the question, well, what's the difference between material and spiritual intelligence? Once Prabhupada was asked the question, what's the difference between a material and spiritual mind? And he said, the function is the difference. The spiritual mind thinks of Krishna, the material mind forgets him. So same is with intelligence. If it functions in a spiritual way, it's spiritual intelligence. If it functions in a material way, it's material. Krishna. Ayagaranga Prabhu was asked, asking, when we hear such statements that Krishna will remember us at the time of death, even if we don't remember him, we could turn to become very lazy crazy and I just think, anyways, he takes care of me, why should I endeavor? It's very simply this remembrance of Krishna Krishna remembers his devotees, and the devotee will never conclude like that. This is really not a devotee who will think like this. A devotee thinks, I want to serve my Lord. That's why he is a devotee. You must know, Daya Guranga, that in spiritual life, two things are important. Endeavor and mercy. They are not, the things are not, it's not 50% endeavor, 50% mercy. It's a little endeavor let us say like this. Obviously you endeavor as much as you can, but in comparison to what you want to achieve, your endeavor will remain tiny. In comparison to your goal, whatever you can do realistically is a very unproportionate. How much can a soul an endeavor who is still bound by material energy? But Krishna sees that the devotee gives his best, and then he makes up for whatever is not done. Shishi Radha na Shishi Gonitai ki jay. Puja, you are like a priest. You're doing it so well. But you have covered the Lord with a yellow cloth. We will not forget this. There is a statement, and I really want to hunt this statement down. I heard it once from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The statement is like this, that Prabhupada once gave a lecture and said, you have to endeavor 100%, you have to be 100% pure, and you know, and he gave a lecture like this. For every single material desire which you have, you will have to return to the world. And as the devotees were listening to his lecture, they became more and more disheartened and enttäuscht. So then Srila Prabhupada said, he finished the lecture and he saw his devotees go, no chance for us. Then Prabhupada, he was already standing, he said, okay, if you become 80% free, 90% free from anattas, that's all right, the rest, Krishna will take care of the rest. Some hope arose in the hearts of the devotees, some little hope. Then Prabhupada stepped down the steps of his Vyasa son and he lost his chada. Or his chada. And when he lost his chada, he had to turn around, pick up his chada, and he picked it up and he said, okay, you have to become 80% free from anatta. The devotees' hope arose a little bit more. We have a chance. Then Prabhupada reached the end of the steps and he said, even if you are only 75% free of anatta, you will make it. Krishna will be costlessly merciful to you. The devotee shouted, Jai Srila Prabhupada! Because this is the statement I remember, and I'm not so sure about every detail, so I will ask Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who will come to the farm. I don't know if you all know this, but starting from tomorrow, there will be the Pandava Sena devotees. These are devotees of Indian backgrounds from London. They will be in the German farm. I heard that we have 1 month ago there were 100 registered devotees, so now it will be 150. So if you can come, Shravana Pujati would be very nice. These are all from Indian families in London. You might like to make some contacts there and maybe invite them to come to Munich. Would be nice if you could come to you visited the German farm? And you know where it is. I heard Dayal Gauranga thinking whether or not he could come. He is not 100% sure, but he is thinking about it very deeply. But I think they have a lot of energy. You will not believe the kirtans. So much energy. Yes. From the 2nd of August up till the 11th of August, they are there. Now I will be there all the time except for the 6th and the 8th of August when I will go to Cologne for the Ratha Yatra. Originally Radhanath Maharaj had also, I heard this as a rumor, thought about attending this, but then he decided to not come for, he would only be able to come for 1 day and it would mean such a tremendous amount of extra travel. That I also thought it's, I mean his health is very weak, so for have to actually ask Sebastian. Sebastian, du musst mir das nachher unbedingt sagen, was du, wie genau jetzt deine Tickets, die Tickets sind, nicht, dass ich mir das aufschreiben kann. And then he will go back to Frankfurt. For one day he will be with a youth friend of his. Then fly to Kiev on the 16th. Kiev is the of Ukraine, the capital, isn't it? He gave a concert in Kiev that was very good. 50,000 people. 50,000. And 5,000 were military boys. They came with so many buses, a huge buses came. And I thought when they came out of the buses, whoops, this is a tank. It's an attack of the Red Army. Better run away. But no, they were there for dancing. Wie bitte?
Fanclub.
Yes. Okay. Sebastian has one question. Yes. This will be the last question which we take.
My question is, when Krishna reveals his form, which we are worshipping him,
yes,
how we will recognize this is kann ich Sprache in Deutsch?
Ja, natürlich, ich verstehe gut Deutsch.
Wenn sich Krishna uns offenbart in der Form, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe,
in der wir ihn verehren,
wann realisiere ich, dass es die Form ist, in der ich ihn verehre? Krishna hat ja viele Formen, erscheint als Gauranga, als Nityananda, als Jagannath, als Paramadhamoham. Wenn ich fühle mich jetzt zu den Formen schon angezogen, so wie erkenne ich, dass es die Form ist, die ich
verehre? Ach so, die deine Form ist, die für dich spezifisch,
genau.
die deinen Inklinationen, Prabhupada sprach von einer natürlichen Inklination. Ja, ich verstehe die Frage. Sebastian has asked a very important question here. Here in the verse it says, I will make your question even a little bit nicer, Sebastian, if you allow me. The statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotee in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates, and so on, this attachment of the devotee to a particular form of the Lord is due to natural inclination. Each and every living entity is originally attached to a particular type of transcendental service because he is eternally the servant of the Lord. See, when you are attracted to a particular type of service, you are also attracted to a particular type of form, because you render your particular service to a particular form. You know, Mahavishnu does not maybe need the same worship as Krishna needs. You know, they have different pastimes, therefore different services are required. So the answer to this, so Sebastian asks, when do I know that my attraction, which I feel, is really my original attraction? This you know at a form, at a stage in your devotional service, which is called Swarupa Siddhi. This attachment for a particular form of the Lord is called Swarupa Siddhi. Swarupa Siddhi is when you are in your original form of Krishna consciousness, when you know something about your spiritual identity and spiritual, then you feel that this is my form. I always, I'm very much, how do you say, th- thinking about this because I have met some devotees who say, I feel attracted to Nrisimha Dev and not to Krishna. And I think this is too early to say, to make such a statement, because they may not yet know their original constitutional position. I think it's good to become more purified with devotional service. And then see and what the Lord reveals to us. Oh, I'm very attracted to Ram. He's my Ishta Devata. But I'm not Krishna. I think it's a little bit too early to say this. Muss noch ein bisschen gereinigt werden. Die Devotees. Good. So we have reached our end. I want to thank you very much for putting on such a wonderful festival. I think yesterday we were all a little bit exhausted. At least I was. In the morning I just could not leave the bed. It was not possible. I wanted to leave the bed, but it was not possible. Ich bin einfach nicht rausgekommen. Also, I tried my best. I wanted. I was very determined. I had prepared a special lecture for Sunday morning. Couldn't come. No chance. Because of the night we did the service with as much as possible. Now I think we know the Ratha Yatra festival. I think all of the Munich devotees, I think you were also convinced that this is the right thing to do, isn't it? We must definitely make it next year. I think that is clear. It's really a very powerful festival. And do you know, Lord Jagannath always has a way of unifying all the devotees. I mean, everyone comes together. He's such a unifier. At the Ratha Yatra festival, you see everyone. I think we can make a little bit more advertisement next time. Maybe put some posters in the town that big Ratha Yatra in procession, you know, and so on. Maybe make some advertisements in Schrot, Korn und Flinte, oder wie das heißt, you know, some magazine where you can make pre-advertisement. And the Indian community also, we can mobilize them a little bit more still, I feel. But it was already very nice. And for the beginning, you know, after all, devotees don't know, you know, when we do something new, if this will really be successful. So, beginning is very good. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Go Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj ki jai.